taking a moment to settle into this body scan practice. Choosing to do this practice either lying down or sitting. If choosing to lie down, lying flat on the back, with the feet falling away from each other, hands and arms resting alongside the body, and placing cushions beneath the knees or behind the head if that's helpful for the back. If sitting, choosing an upright posture and supporting the back or the feet with a cushion, if that's helpful in providing support. And when you are settled, softening the gaze, not looking at anything in particular, or closing the eyes. The intention of this body scan practice is not to change anything or to feel relaxed or calm. Relaxation or even tension might be noticed during this practice. But we are not trying to achieve a particular state of being here. The task here is noticing sensations in the body, however they are presenting themselves to you. As the guidance directs your attention to each part of the body in turn. And when you have settled into a posture that is comfortable for you, bringing your attention to the points of contact between the body and the surface you are lying or sitting on. Taking particular note of the points of contact between the feet and heels and the floor. Noting where the arms and hands are resting. And expanding your attention to include the entire body. And seeing if it's possible to tune in to the general state of the body in this moment. Whether relaxation or tension, restlessness or calm, numbness or a neutral state. Noting whatever is present in the general state of the body in this moment. And turning your attention to the sensations of breathing in the lower belly. Noticing the sensations of the lower belly expanding and stretching with each in-breath, and contracting and softening with each out-breath. And remembering that you are free to return to the sensations of breathing in the lower belly at any time during this practice, as a way of stabilizing your attention. And on an out-breath, releasing this focused attention on the sensations of breathing in the lower belly. And on an in-breath, shifting your attention to the top, sides, and back of the head. And being curious about any sensations making themselves known in this part of the body. Sensations might include contact or pressure, throbbing or itching, temperature or moisture, and if there is ease or no sensation or a neutral sensation is present, then noticing that. And with an out-breath, releasing attention from the head. And with an in-breath, shifting attention to the face. Exploring forehead to chin and ear to ear. Noticing any sensations, asking for your attention on the face. Attending to the forehead, eyebrows, eyes, nose, cheeks, jaw and chin, lips, tongue and inside of the mouth. Noticing any areas of tension, maybe in the forehead or jaw. Or how sensations on the face might have shape or depth. Edges or movements. Really getting to know whatever sensations are present in the face. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the face. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the neck and throat. Noticing any sensations on the surface of the skin. Or sensations deeper inside the neck and throat. Maybe noticing the sensations of swallowing. Really getting to know this part of the body. Bringing curiosity to whatever sensations are present in the neck and throat in this moment. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the neck and throat. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the shoulders. Maybe noticing large sensations or small sensations. Or noticing if there are no sensations arising right now. Shoulders can be a source of tension for some people, and if this is the case for you, exploring that. Investigating the front and top and back and sides of the shoulders. Going deeper into the muscles and joints. Sooner or later, you will notice that your attention has been pulled to thinking. Maybe thinking about how unusual it is to pay attention to parts of the body in this way. Or to sleepiness or boredom. To the past or future worry. Or even to self-critical thoughts about how well you are doing this practice. Waking up to noticing that the attention has moved away from the primary focus of meditation is an important part of this body scan practice and is completely okay and expected. And when this happens, as it surely will, escorting your attention back to the body and the current focus of attention, which for right now happens to be the shoulders. Returning to noticing sensations in the shoulders as they come and go. And with an out-breath, releasing attention from the shoulders. And on an in-breath, shifting attention to the left arm. The left armpit. Upper arm. Elbow joint, the crease in the front of the elbow, the lower arm and wrist, you may notice sensations on the surface of the skin, such as contact with the surface the arm is resting against, the sensations of clothing, or the sensations of air, or you may notice sensations deeper in the muscles or in the elbow and wrist joints. Noticing sensations in the left arm. Exploring whatever is present with curiosity and interest. And shifting your attention to the right arm, armpit to wrist, and exploring sensations here. Noticing the full length and shape of the right arm. Where it is bent, and where it is straight. Noticing if a sensation asks for your attention and exploring the qualities of that sensation. And when you wake up to noticing that your attention has moved away from sensations in the right arm, to thinking, to emotion, or to sensations elsewhere in the body, perhaps even to sound, noticing that, and escorting your attention back to the current focus of meditation, which right now is the right arm. And on an out-breath, releasing your attention from the right arm. And on an in-breath, directing your attention to the right hand. Exploring the back of the right hand. The palm. Each finger. And each joint. The fingernails. And the space between the fingers. Noticing whatever is present in this part of the body. And shifting attention to the left hand. Being with whatever sensations present themselves here. Noticing the position of the left hand and where it is resting. Noticing the shape of the fingers and where they are bent and where they are straight. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the left hand in this moment. And on an out-breath, releasing your attention. And on an in-breath, shifting attention to the back, the upper back and shoulder blades, the middle back and lower back. The muscles of the back body and the ribs. Becoming curious about sensations here. The back is an area that may present discomfort for some people. And if that is the case for you or not the case for you, noticing that. Seeing if it's possible to be with whatever is present. And if you need to change position to take care of yourself, doing so deliberately and with intention. And when you are ready, bringing attention back to the current focus of the meditation practice, which right now is exploring sensations in the back. And on an out-breath, releasing attention. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the front of the body, the chest, ribs, and belly. Perhaps noticing the movement of the front of the body, expanding and contracting with each in-breath and out-breath. The sensations of clothing against skin. Or even noticing sensations of the beating heart. And noticing the qualities of any sensations present. Depth. Intensity. If the sensation comes and goes. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the front body. And on an in-breath, directing your attention to the pelvis and buttock area. Exploring any sensations, making themselves known in the pelvic bowl, the hip joints, and tailbone. Noticing any sensations present here in the organs of reproduction and elimination held by the pelvic bowl, the genital area, or the buttocks. The pelvic area brings challenging sensations for some. And if you notice your attention being pulled to thinking or to emotion, noticing that, and whenever you are ready, returning your attention to sensations in the pelvis. And on an out-breath, releasing attention. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the left leg, exploring the upper leg, the points of contact in the back of the left leg, the sides, the front of the upper left leg, noticing sensations on the surface of the skin and those deeper inside. Maybe noticing the large muscles present in this part of the body. And shifting attention to the kneecap and the back of the knee. Exploring sensations in the joint, if there are any. The calf, the shin, and the front and sides of the lower left leg. And the ankle joint. Noticing whatever is present in the left leg. And shifting your attention to the right leg. Exploring the right leg from hip joint to ankle. Becoming aware of the shape and position of the right leg. Noticing areas where sensations are present, or areas where no sensations are present right now. And when your attention is pulled to thinking, or sound, or sensations elsewhere in the body, the instructions are always the same. Waking up to noticing this important and expected part of this practice. Noting where the attention has gone, and then gently returning the attention back to the current place of focus, which right now is the right leg. And on an out-breath, releasing your attention. And on an in-breath, shifting focus to the right foot. Investigating whatever sensations are arising at the toes of the right foot, the spaces between the toes, the sole of the right foot, the ball of the foot, the arch, the heel, and the top of the foot. Noticing sensations of socks or shoes, if there are any. And shifting attention to the left foot and noticing sensations here. Noticing the position of the left foot. Qualities of sensation such as temperature and moisture or dryness. Perhaps noting areas where sensation is present. And areas where no sensation exists right now. And on an out-breath, releasing attention. And on an in-breath, expanding your attention to include the entire body, from the bottoms of the feet to the top of the head. The back of the heels, the backs of the legs, the buttocks, back, shoulder blades, the backs of the hands and arms. Shoulders and neck and back of the head. The top of the head and the face. Neck. Chest. And belly. The fronts of the arms and hands. The pelvic area, the fronts of the legs, the tops of the feet, and the bottoms of the feet. And noting the general state of the body in this moment. Whether tension or ease, restlessness or calm, numbness or a neutral state. Being with whatever is present. And if the eyes are closed, the suggestion is opening them now. Expanding your attention to include seeing. Noticing what is present in your physical space, what there is to be seen. And when you are ready, taking a moment in silence to move the body in any way that feels helpful, such as stretching or moving the arms and legs. As we bring this body scan practice to a close.